A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Years ago, I had the good fortune to work in a summer camp in the Adirondacks. And one of the jobs that I had as a camp counselor was to take kids on a trek up one of the mountains. They're not huge mountains by any imagination. They're just a really good trek up a very, very, very steep hill. But yeah, the elevation is beautiful, and there are some places where it's a bit of a challenge, like it's a good workout. But the kids were more interested in running up and running down. And I did it a number of times with them, and I thought, I'm missing this experience of climbing this mountain, and I really want to experience it. So on the weekends, we were free, the kids weren't there any longer, and so it was our downtime. So I chose to go to this mountain that we were climbing over and over again for weeks, and I did it myself. And what I found was that by going by myself up this mountain, I could stop at different places and just appreciate the rock formations and how these trees clung to a little bit of rock and a little bit of dirt. And the further you go up, you could see slightly different vegetation, and it gradually got a little cooler until I reached the very top. Normally it would take us maybe 20 minutes, but I gave myself almost an hour of just slowly going up and looking around and hearing everything. But when I got to the top and I'm looking out over the Adirondacks, it was stunning. It was so beautiful. You could hear only the wind and a few birds. You couldn't hear the boats or cars or people screaming, yelling, laughing, playing. There was this silence and this stillness. And I stayed there for the better part of the day just taking in this view. Then, of course, you have to come back down. And sometimes going down is just as challenging as going up, so you have to watch your step. But what I learned from climbing this mountain was that if we do things too quickly, in too much haste, we miss the fine details of everything along the way. So sure, I may end up at my destination, but I missed everything along the way. But by taking that slow meander up the mountain, I appreciated every step. So that when I did get to the top,